SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Memiliki pemahaman dan kemampuan dalam berbahasa Inggris dapat membantu Anda menjalani kehidupan di Australia dengan lebih baik. Dalam setiap episodenya, program ini akan menjelaskan tentang istilah atau ungkapan yang dipakai di Australia. Anda akan dapat meningkatkan keterampilan bahasa Inggris dan belajar lebih banyak tentang Australia dengan cara yang menyenangkan. Anda siap?
Learning English helps me to talk about all the big sporting events.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands, and waterways throughout Australia. Hello, Josipa here. I've been thinking I should stop checking out what my friends in Europe are up to on social media. To be up to something means to be doing something. But we often use it when people are doing something relaxing or even a little bit naughty. In this case, my friends aren't being naughty, but they are having fun because it is summer over there and a lot of them are going to visit Paris for the Olympics. It's hard not to feel a little jealous when I see all of them having such a great time. The Mediterranean Sea, delicious seafood, beach parties, and their Paris traveling plans. And it seems like almost everyone I know in Europe is going. Seriously, so many of my friends back home are even trying to learn some basic French for the games. I've always been a huge fan of the Olympic Games because athletes from around the globe come together to compete in all sorts of sports like swimming, running, gymnastics, and a lot of other sports too. It's really exciting stuff and I really wish I could go. But since I can't, let me imagine it for a moment. Come on, close your eyes and picture this. You step outside the house, and the summer breeze surprises you with the smell of a fresh croissant. As you walk down the street, passing tables with red and white checkered tablecloths, you can hear the music coming from a nearby cafe. The sidewalks are bustling with people, laughter and chatter filling the air. You can feel the excitement. Everywhere you look, national flags are decorating shops. TVs are playing sport matches. And look, Alan and Claire are also here. And they've just finished watching the swimming race.
Wow, that was epic. We're really going for gold in the swimming, aren't we?
Totally. McCowan just smashed another record. She's definitely in the running for 3 medals.
And have you caught any track events yet?
Yep, I caught the 100-meter sprint. It was crazy close. The winner just scraped in.
Whenever there's a big global sporting event, I feel so lucky because I have 2 countries to cheer for. One is Australia, of course, and the other is the country where I was born, Croatia. But no matter how much I love Australia and consider it my home, if I had to pick between supporting one or the other, my heart would probably choose Croatia first. This realization makes me feel a little bit guilty, but I can't help it. How about you? If you had to choose between supporting your home country or Australia in a sporting event, which country would you choose first? Let's talk about it more a bit later, because now we need to focus on our dialogue. Claire first said,
"Wow, that was epic."
If something is epic, it is so exciting that it is unforgettable. You could also say, "That was legendary." Or if you were talking in a more formal context, you could say, "That was outstanding." Claire also said,
"We're really going for gold in the swimming, aren't we?"
Claire said that the team were going for gold, meaning that they were putting in an enormous effort and hoped to win gold medals. We can also use this phrase in other areas of our life. When we are making a huge effort and we want to achieve the best possible outcome. Alan agreed because he replied,
"McCowan just smashed another record."
When an athlete smashes a record, they break it in a big way by doing better than anyone has done before. They set a new, improved time or score. They set a new record.
She's definitely in the running for 3 medals.
This means that she has a good chance of winning 3 medals. So in the Olympic Games, these could be gold, silver, or bronze. You could use the phrase "in the running for" in a lot of different situations. For example, if it's very likely that you'll get promoted at work, I could say that you are in the running for a promotion. That is, to get a job at a higher level. Or if your kid just joined the drama class, you could say that they are in the running for the lead role. Now, remember how Claire asked Alan if he saw any track events? These are races or competitions on a running track. Well, she said,
"Have you caught any track events yet?"
Have you caught any track events yet? The word "caught" is a past simple form of the word "catch." And in this context, to catch an event means to watch or to see. The word "catch" can be used in a lot of other situations too. We can catch trains and buses, but also other less solid things. For example, asking, "Did you catch the news this morning?" is the same as asking, "Did you watch or listen to the news?" And here's an interesting and rather tricky thing about English in Australia. If we want to ask a question in general about whether someone has seen any track events, and we don't mind which ones, we ask, "Have you caught any track events?" And we often add the word "yet." But if we are asking about a very particular event in the past, and we are referring to the definite time, we ask, "Did you catch any track events?" using a past simple form "did." Tricky, huh? Anyway, back to the Olympics. Alan replied,
"I caught the 100-meter sprint."
Alan caught the 100-meter sprint. Caught, as I said before, is the past form of catch. For example, I could say, "I caught a great movie last night," which means that I watched a great movie last night. Anyway, Alan saw the 100-meter sprint. That is a short race in track events where athletes run as fast as they can for 100 meters. And then he said,
"It was crazy close."
We say something is crazy close when the competitors are very close and it's not clear who will win. You could also say the runners were neck and neck, or the race was down to the wire, and that would mean the same thing. Alan also said,
"The winner just scraped in."
The winner just scraped in means that they just managed to win, but it wasn't easy. There are a lot of other ways to say that someone managed to do something even though it was very difficult. And you can use these expressions to talk about anything, not just sport. For example, have you heard the expression,
"By the skin of their teeth"?
This is a phrase we use when we want to say someone only just manages to do something. Let's say that Alan didn't study for his university exam, but he still managed to pass the test. Claire could say,
"He passed the test by the skin of his teeth."
I like this expression, and I'm definitely going to use it during the Olympics. Actually, I can already see how I'm going to watch the games and pay special attention to competitions that are crazy close, so that I can say, "They made it by the skin of their teeth." Teeth. Oh, that doesn't sound good. Teeth. Teeth. Well, it looks like I have to first learn how to pronounce this word correctly. Teeth. Okay, while I practice, why don't you listen to our dialogue once again?
"Wow, that was epic. We're really going for gold in the swimming, aren't we?"
"Totally. McCowan just smashed another record. She's definitely in the running for 3 medals.
"And have you caught any track events yet?"
"Yep, I caught the 100-meter sprint. It was crazy close. The winner just scraped in."
Today, I invited my friend Jerry. Jerry is super fit with almost no body fat because he trains hard for national bodybuilding competitions. With his impressive physique and dedication, he's ready for anything. And now he has something even more exciting, a ticket to the Olympics. His dream of watching the Olympics is about to come true. Hi, Jerry. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Josipa. Thank you for having me.
So tell me, what does it mean for you to finally watch the games in person?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's going to be an amazing experience. I've been expecting this for basically all my life. Since I was a little kid, I used to watch the Olympics in TV, and now it's becoming reality. I'm going to Paris.
I'm so excited for you.
I'm really excited as well.
So the newest sport in the Olympics is breakdancing. This is actually the first time that dance has ever been featured at the Games. Are you going to watch it?
No, unfortunately not. I didn't even know that it was going to be a thing.
So what are you going to watch?
Well, I'm a pretty big fan of gymnastics, diving, taekwondo, Olympic weightlifting, of course, because I do CrossFit, and wrestling. I'm watching swimming, volleyball. I think I already mentioned it. Yeah.
Awesome. That's a lot.
Yeah, I know there's so many things to pick from that it's very exciting. But just being there and in the environment, it will be amazing, I'm pretty sure.
Absolutely. Jerry, you've migrated from Mexico and now, like me, you call Australia home.
Yes.
If Mexico were competing against Australia, for whom would you cheer?
Always for Mexico. I mean, I love Australia. It's been a long journey, but it's only been 8 years out of my 38 years. So I'm pretty much Mexican. And I'm falling in love with Australia, of course. But I'm always gonna cheer Australia if it's not Mexico in there, but yeah, definitely Mexico.
I understand. And I feel the same for Croatia as well. Well, Jerry, thank you so much for talking with us. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Thanks so much. I'm very happy to be here. Oh, don't you want me to help you with the phrases?
Oh, yes, I would love that.
It's time for practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. If something is epic, it is...
If something is epic, it is really exciting and unforgettable.
If something is crazy close, it is...
If something is crazy close, it is extremely tight or near to each other.
Let's now practice our speaking skills by repeating after Alan and Claire.
She just smashed another record.
He's in the running for 3 medals.
Have you caught any track events yet?
It was crazy close.
They made it by the skin of their teeth.
On our website, we have more useful phrases. Check them out at sbs.com.au/learnenglish. And if you're interested in learning about the names of many different sports that are being played during the Olympics, check out our Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me.
SBS Learn English helps Australians to speak, understand, and connect.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.